This is a CKTZ News Update. The Western Screech Owl was once a regular resident of the islands between BC's mainland and Vancouver Island. But over the past 5 years, there haven't been any recorded sightings on Cortez Island. The Friends of Cortez Island Conservation and Education Organization has received a grant from the BC government to investigate the local status of the small owl. Executive Director Helen Hall describes the organization's interests.
Western screech owl is a species at risk, and we know they used to be on the island, but their numbers have declined, not just here, but everywhere, and we've been concerned about them. So last year we applied for a grant to do some research on them, and not just on Cortez, but with some of the other discovery islands as well.
Hall details the purpose of the research.
What we're trying to find out is, one, do we have any Western screech owls here? So we'll be doing surveys to look for them. And what those surveys are going to tell us is, yes, do we have them? But also, whereabouts do they occur? What type of habitats do they occur with? What other species do they occur with? So we're looking at them on Cortez. The last record on Cortez was in 2017. We are also working in partnership with Reed, Morell and Sonora Islands. And we know that they've been seen on Reed. So we're really interested in looking at them in these islands. And it's not just our idea, we're working with researchers at something called the Pacific Megascops Research Alliance, megascops being screech owls, and they're doing surveys all through coastal BC, and they're really keen to find out more about what's going on in this area, because it's an interesting juncture between the mainland and Vancouver Island. So they're supporting our work.
Hall says there are various aspects to the field work which could reveal useful information about the entire ecosystem beyond what's discovered about the Western screech owl.
There's two types of surveys that are carried out, we're carrying out in February and March, and one of them is called a cool playback survey. And what that involves, it involves surveyors going out, they're walking their predetermined route at night, so this is all done at night because that's when the owls are most active, obviously. And at certain intervals on that route, they're stopping and then they're playing the sound of a screech owl. Now, screech owls, you know, are territorial, so if there's a screech owl out there and it hears another screech owl, it's going to make a noise. So they're playing the call and then listening to see if they can hear screech owls. What's interesting, they've actually done one of these surveys so far, and the only owl they heard was a barred owl. So the barred owl's going, oh, there's a screech owl. So, you know, they're actually like, okay, there's barred owls there. There's no screech owls. That's also useful information. So that's one kind of survey that's going on. And the other type of survey that we're doing is actually putting up what's called autonomous recording units, otherwise known in the field as ARUs. And so they're being put up in very carefully selected locations. I should add that the locations we're choosing to do all this work in have been agreed with the researchers, who said we think these are probably the best places to look for owls on Cortez. And so those units are being put up and they're staying there for 2 weeks, and for that whole 2 week period they're recording every single sound. So fingers crossed in there there's going to be screech owls, and if there are screech owls, what the researchers are interested in finding out is, can we hear anything else going on there? So they, you know, screech owls are thought to be occurring in next to aquatic habitats and potentially feeding on Pacific chorus frogs, those frogs that make the really loud noise that you hear. So we're hearing screech owls and Pacific chorus frogs. There might be some correlation showing that they're feeding on chorus frogs. But even if we don't hear screech owls, and we're putting some of these units up in the north of the island, we could be hearing a bunch of other interesting stuff, like northern goshawks, which is a species at risk. We might be hearing wolves, you know. It's going to give us information, like continuous information, about areas of the island we're not so knowledgeable about. So yeah, that's the other part of the project. And what happens with that data, we don't sit there for hours going through it, luckily. What we do is we send it off to the ministry biologists, who are also working in the project, and they can analyse that data. They have a programme for doing that. And so then we'll get here back, you know, did they hear any screech owls? Really fun and exciting stuff.
So what does the Western screech owl sound like?
Apparently screech owls don't screech. I've never heard one, but they make a more of doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo sort of sound, like it's supposed to be like a ping pong ball.
Hall says provincial funding for this initial phase of the project is about $13,000, which includes equipment and resources for the three other nearby islands involved. She adds that the Friends of Cortez Island has applied for 2 more years' worth of funding so that the study can be more than a snapshot and provide comprehensive regional data about the Western screech owl and its habitat. Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.